First John is the book of fellowship with the true God. It has been called a wonderful epistle and the family epistle. It is the most difficult book in the Bible to interpret because it is abstract. There is not a single definite statement concerning the author or the recipients. Christ and Cain are the only proper names in the book. And furthermore, the book is absolute. Moreover, some abstract, absolute statements seem on the surface to be contradictory. So let's look at the little book of 1 John. Who is the author? Nowhere in the book does the author identify himself. He says in the opening verses of chapter 1 that he was an eyewitness of the early earthly life of Christ, and he calls himself an apostle. The style and vocabulary are so similar to John's gospel that most acknowledge that these books are by the same author. An early and universal tradition among people who wrote after the close of the New Testament supports this conclusion. In short, the author of 1 John is the Apostle John, the same one who wrote the Gospel of John that appears early in our New Testament. Who are the recipients? Nothing in the book indicates a date of composition. Most suggest a late date, around 90 to 95 A.D. The assumption is the Gospel of John was written late and 1 John was written after that. There is, however, some evidence that the Gospel of John was written before 70 A.D., namely the present tense in the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 1. To determine the date, let's consider several factors. First, the tone suggests an elderly gentleman is addressing a younger generation. He repeatedly calls them little children. Secondly, tradition says that John resided at Ephesus and wrote to the churches of Asia. Thirdly, since there is no indication that Timothy and John were at Ephesus at the same time, John must have come after Timothy. Paul was at Ephesus several times between 53 to 57 A.D. Timothy was there with Paul in 62-63 A.D. Timothy was still there when Paul wrote him in 67 A.D. Evidently, Timothy left after that. So, John did not arrive in Ephesus until after 67 A.D. Therefore, 1 John was probably written between 67 and 90 A.D. Let's just pick a date somewhere in the middle, and frankly, all dates are speculation. And let's suggest that it was possibly written around 80 A.D. John wrote to believers. There's no doubt in his mind that they were Christians. He calls them brethren and beloved. They had been believers a long time. It is even possible that he's addressing the leaders of the congregation. He tells them that they possess an anointing and they do not need teachers. In the Old Testament, it was the leaders, the prophets, the priests, and the kings who were anointed. It at least implies that they were spiritually mature, since the immature need teachers, according to Hebrews 5:12. Even so, the book is to be read by all. The readers were confronted with many false teachers. They denied that Jesus was the Christ. Apparently, this was a denial of the incarnation. They probably claimed to have the Father while denying the truth of the Son. The next question is, what is the subject of 1 John? The subject of 1 John is fellowship, which is stated in the prologue in chapter 1, verse 3. What is the structure? That is, how does John take the subject of fellowship and develop it in this epistle? 1 John is commonly called a letter. Yet it does not have the elements of a letter like a salutation, a thanksgiving, and a prayer. It's almost more like an essay. A simple outline would be a prologue which begins in chapter 1, verse 1, and goes through verse 4. And then the development of the theme of fellowship with a conclusion, with a prologue in chapter 5, verses 18 through 21. Now, let's look at that material that exists between the prologue and the epilogue, because this is where John really develops the subject. I would outline the bulk of this book as follows. John talks about fellowship with God, who is light. That begins in chapter 1, verse 5, and goes through the end of chapter 2, ending at 2:28. The second division of the bulk of the book, the body of the book, is fellowship with God who is righteous. That picks up at the end of chapter 2, namely chapter 2, verse 29, and goes through 4:6. And finally, there is fellowship with God who is love in 4:7 to 5:13. So the subject of the book is fellowship. And the various aspects of God that are touched upon in this book are God is light, God is righteous, and God is love. Those are statements made in the book. And John is simply saying that if you have fellowship with a God who is light and a God who is righteous and a God who is love, you will then walk in the light, you will live a righteous, godly life, and you will live a loving life. So the subject is fellowship, and the development is fellowship with this kind of a God. What are the purposes of 1 John? The first purpose of 1 John is to promote fellowship. 1 John was written to promote fellowship, to prevent sin, and to proclaim forgiveness, to protect the saints, and to provide assurance. The first of these is the purpose of the whole book. The others refer to the immediate context where those statements are made. So the primary purpose of 1 John is fellowship. The second purpose of 1 John is to protect against the deception of the false teachers. If they were deceived by these false teachers and their false doctrine, they would not continue in fellowship. So John is writing to protect them against the deception of these false teachers. To sum it all up, John wrote to believers dealing with false teachers to urge them to abide in what they had heard from the beginning, so that they would maintain their fellowship with God and their love for the brethren. One of the great spiritual truths for us to learn from this book is that believers should maintain their fellowship with the Lord and manifest their faith by correct doctrine, righteous living, and wholehearted love for the brethren. Remember, 1 John is the book of fellowship with the true God.